Welcome to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. Hey there, hockey hotties. Welcome to the very first episode of Hockey Moms Uncensored. I'm Morgan Moore, your host, along with my co-host, Emily Johnson. I am so happy to be here.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm sure everybody wants a little introduction as to who we are and why the heck we think we should start a podcast about hockey. Like, what gives us the right to think that we even know what we're talking about? I'm Morgan. I am a mother of three. I have a hockey player that is seven. His name is Stealth. He is number 82. We call him Skatey too, if you wanted to know. We asked him why he picked number 82 and he didn't have a reason. We wanted him. You can't do Wayne Gretzky. Did you know that? You cannot
I did not know that. Nobody can do his number?
I don't think so. I think the number is retired. Maybe I'm wrong. Y'all can fact check me on that. But my husband wanted him to be Sidney Crosby's number, which I don't know. Mm-hmm. 87 maybe? I don't know. I should know that, but I don't know either. Anyways, that's why on this podcast, we're going to learn all this stuff together.
That's right.
Hopefully our
blind
listeners.
Blind leading the blind.
Our listeners can help us, you know, better our hockey knowledge.
Absolutely.
As well, since we're just starting out. But yeah, I have a hockey player that is seven and his little brother is almost four and he's actually starting soon as well.
Yay.
So, and then I have a little girl that she's one. So she's got a long way to
you
go.
To see what she's into.
But by the time she is ready to do hockey, I feel like we're going to know all the ins and outs.
Absolutely.
We're going to be ready to go, whether she does figure skating. Mm-hmm. I would love for her to be a hockey player. I feel like there's a lot
of space for badass.
Heck yeah, badass little girl out there.
And I'm Emily. I am a mother of two. My youngest is my hockey player. He's also seven. He's known he's wanted to play hockey since he was about 2 years old and just fell in love with it. My oldest, my daughter, is 11 and she is a dancer, so no hockey experience whatsoever. We had been skating a few times here and there, but we were definitely new to navigating the world of hockey when my seven-year-old decided he wanted to play.
Did she ever want to do figure skating or was that ever on her radar?
She loves to ice skate. Mm-hmm. And she's mentioned figure skating a few times, but it was never something she committed to. She was always... had a million different things she was interested in, and that's just never one we ever got around to trying. We're from Birmingham, Alabama, and obviously hockey is not the prominent sport in this area, but it's something that both of our kids have fallen in love with, and so we've kind of dived head first into the world of hockey.
Did you ever think you would be here?
Not really. I mean, my son has been interested in hockey since he was like two. So ever since then, I thought it might be a possibility. But growing up and as a young adult, hockey was really not even on my radar.
So since we're such a new podcast, we don't have any sponsors. But we would still like to give a shout out to some of our favorite brands. One of those is Howie's Hockey Tape. Not only do they have multiple colors of tape in all shapes and sizes, they have wax, they have laces, and they have apparel. So do yourself a favor and head to howieshockeytape.com. Here in Alabama, we have three rinks. One is here in Birmingham, one's in Huntsville, and one's in Pensacola.
We're fortunate enough to live in one of the few towns in our state that actually has a youth hockey program because most places in this area don't even have an ice rink.
Yeah, it's not like in the north where you have an ice rink on every corner. Here, you're driving multiple hours in order to get to a rink to play and practice. So it's a luxury to have the rink right down the road.
Everybody down here does baseball or football or soccer even, but there's just very little information about hockey.
And those other sports seem to have a playbook. You know someone that's played baseball, you know someone that's played football, but you don't know that many people that play hockey. So that's why we are going to be such a good resource because we've been through the highs and lows of trying to figure out how to get our kids into this sport. This podcast is going to be a good how-to on how to what gear to get and how to get into the sport and where to go to find information. I think we want to keep people from having the same struggles that we did and be able to thrive and have fun and not, you know, sweat the small stuff that we had to try to figure out on our own. One thing that's crazy is how much I have fallen in love with the sport. I am a true hockey mom to the core, and I am fully committed.
We're committed to it.
We are committed.
I love it, so we're doing
this. Sorry. If you don't want to do it, too bad. That's right. Too freaking bad, because, yes, we love it. And that is kind of scary that you, now that you say that. Like, what if they don't like it anymore after a couple of years or something changes?
Yeah. I don't see that happening, though. And I think part of the reason why I love it so much is because I see how much he loves it and how he's willing to put the work in. Yes. And it's just his passion right now anyway. Kind of hope it stays that way.
I'm sure a lot of people could say, like, they're seven. How do you know? But you know, you've played other sports, you know. Yeah. And when you have a kid that has so much passion for a sport, you will go to the ends of the earth to make it happen for them. So we're going to pave the way and show other moms how to do it in the South when we don't have the resources, we don't have the education. We are going to be that for them so that they can step up and be the best for their kid and get them where they want to go. Did you feel any sort of like judgment or questioning from your family and friends when you signed Chip up for hockey?
I mean, not really. I definitely think people are kind of like, why are you playing hockey? Like, it's a big time commitment. You know for sure you're going to have to travel, which I feel like most sports these days, people are traveling. But with hockey, it's not optional, really. Yeah. I definitely feel like people, not everybody gets it.
People definitely don't get it. That is for sure. But once you're in it, you get it. It's amazing. It's so much fun. There was one time that we asked Stealth, you know, do you love hockey? And he's like, oh my gosh, I love hockey. It's so much fun. It's my favorite sport. And I remember thinking, well, you better, because this is it now. We are invested and this is what we're doing. So no going back now. We're a new podcast, so we have no sponsors, but we would still like to shout out to some of our favorite brands. One is Stick Bandits. One thing you'll learn as a hockey mom is your kids lose all their shit. So Stick Bandits makes it easy to keep up with all of their stuff. You can customize these little stickers to put on all of their gear so you never have to question where your kids' gloves or shin guards or pants or whose is whose. They have you covered. So check them out at stickbandits.com. So now that you know a little bit about us, here are a few things that you can look forward to on the Hockey Moms Uncensored podcast.
Planning on doing some interviews. We'll bring in other hockey moms, some coaches, maybe even some semi-pro players and some older players. We'll also talk a lot about traveling, what it's like taking siblings on these trips, the investment, because it is an investment in time and money.
I'm excited because everyone's going to be on this journey with us together, and we're going to take you through the highs and the lows, the good, the bad, the ugly, and I think you're going to really enjoy the ride. And please hit us up on our socials, Instagram and TikTok, Hockey Moms Uncensored. That's where you'll see all kinds of behind the scenes pictures and videos. We'll have lots of good information. We'll post a lot of stuff on there. And yeah, come follow us and be a part of our hot hockey mom community.
Absolutely. Y'all just come and learn alongside a couple of Southern mamas trying to figure out this hockey world. Join us next week for our next episode, What the Puck, How to Get Your Kid Involved in Youth Hockey.
Get ready for us to spill it all and be completely uncensored.
Bye, y'all.